good?
I'll roll with it.
Okay.
You hear her okay, Brian?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, we were just talking about what type of human anatomy can change the world, and what human anatomy no one gives a damn about.
Is this a gender thing?
Yeah, it was. Like, you know, when empires like go to war, it's for one piece of anatomy, never for another, because, you know, one happens to be, like, you know, difficult to obtain, and the other just is thrown freely for anyone willing
so
to
take. Desperate to give it away.
and just, you know, how interesting that is.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny to start the show so dirty, because the show we're watching is wholesome as hell.
It's the most part. Wholesome episode of television I've ever seen.
Oh man, it is great, and I think we're all set. So as soon as I can get my mouse, you know what I need? I need something that allows me to quickly change between, like, Windows built-in mouse sensitivity and my gaming mouse's, like, software control, because anyways, guys, welcome to the Animeversal Reviews podcast here on the Genreverse Podcast Network, powered by LRM Online. Visit the website lrmonline.com. Sponsored by the good folks over at Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. Oops, almost screwed that up. Where the pros go to grow. More on them a little bit later in the episode. If you're watching us on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on your favorite podcast app, go ahead and hit the follow button on that. And I already mentioned the website. I'm Kyle at that com on Twitter. That's
Christine at Adorable Doom.
And across the way over the internet is Brian, who does what on YouTube?
I have a channel called Pulp Mythos. Check it out.
There you go. I will apologize ahead of time. I told I don't remember which show it was. I mentioned audio and video and stuff. New mic, so hopefully it sounds all right. It looks like it's doing okay on OBS, and if not, I'll find out eventually, but let me know in the comments what you think. You know, do I need to go up, down, left, right?
It's very pretty.
BA or select start. Anyways, guys, Spy Family episode 5? 5. Yes, 5. Mission 5. One of the, like Brian said, one of the most wholesome episodes of television, especially in 2022, in the 20s. That sounds so freaking strange. But yeah, man, this episode was a lot of fun, and it managed to give us exactly what we asked for last week, which was, hey, we would like a little bit more action now. We got a crap ton of action, but it was not exactly what I thought it would be. I loved it, though. It was a lot of fun. I guess I'll start with my initial reaction first there. The whole idea of taking LARPing, basically, live-action role play. I loved it. The animation was awesome in this. A lot of really cool, fun moments, and damn, Yoru can throw down. It's gonna be kind of scary to see what she can do when she's not under the influence. But I really like the episode. Christine, since you missed the first few weeks, you came back last week. I'll throw it to you again second this time for this episode.
Yeah, I really liked it. It wasn't really what I was thinking that it was gonna be. But I'm not mad at it. It was adorable as hell. And I just, it's like, you get to see them bond, and it's like, yes, eventually you're not going to be able to let her go, you know, kind of thing. She's too adorable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Brian, what'd you think of this episode?
Yeah, wholesome is the proper word. I mean, it's, this whole episode, I was smiling, and you know, all those early 90s sitcoms, and just sort of the mood and the vibe they were going for, this episode did that in such a fun way. And yeah, it's becoming like a feel good show. Mm-hmm. And I'm really enjoying that. It's got me a little afraid though, because of the themes,
pull the rug.
That it's going to go in a completely different direction. I don't know, but I'm starting to think that, because there are always hints, mm-hmm, of that. But in terms of what we were presented this week, yeah, it was just a fun, good, wholesome entertainment.
There's really, I mean, nothing to spoil in this episode, so I'm not worried about plot points, really. We know that she's gonna go to the school. There is a certain way that's gonna happen, but everyone pretty much figured that would be the case. So I'll save what happens specifically for that, for you guys to find out. But it worked, you know. That's kind of what I out of all the ways they could have done that, that's most realistic, you know. And I kind of enjoyed the way that they follow up on that part of the story. But her getting into the school is just a setup for the celebration, the party that happens, to convince her to do her part, even though she already did a part, you know. It's congratulations, I guess. But mm-hmm. It's this weird thing where you combine platformer and LARPing and escape rooms all together. It was just a crap ton of fun for me. The whole idea of, I'm sorry, my brain is kind of dipping out on me right now, guys. Yeah, I don't know where I was kind of going. I got lost.
They
sorry.
Presented the beginning of the episode presented a, I won't say what, a conflict.
Yeah.
And I thought that was going to be the whole episode, is dealing with that conflict, but it's not. And I think it's interesting that the show could, that was an easy, you know, plot. Like, oh, well, you could empty one or two episodes, mm-hmm, just dealing with what they set up. But they're like, no, we're going in a completely different direction, and we're just going to sort of have fun. Yeah. And that's what the episode was. It was just sort of fun. It was a theme park type fun, mm-hmm, adventure.
I know. It was just hilarious. It's like, how are you going to top that? This was just, congratulations for getting into school. Let's spend all this money and resources just to have fun. And it's like, what's her birthday going to look like?
Oh, man. Yeah, that is true. You can't step back with kids. And, you know, one of the things that watching, like, Lloyd when he's doing all this stuff, you know, it's for the mission. It's for the mission. But really, he's already in it for Anya. And being a parent, I hate to, you know, keep bringing that up, but you can't help but relate to things as a parent when you see them on screen. And let's face it, family dynamics in anime usually either A, isn't very healthy,
yeah,
or B, the parents are very rarely a part of something, and this is very family focused. But Brian's not out of the loop in any way, besides having once been a kid and having his parents still around. You work with kids. Like, I know there's kids that you've essentially watched grow up and graduate high school, not like they were your kids, but you still have a connection there. So I'm sure even some of the moments and feelings that this show can elicit for parents, I'm pretty sure you even find yourself kind of like, oh man, that got me. I mean, am I wrong?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. The show, it is interesting you pointing out that, you know, relationships and family dynamics in anime is not this usually, mm-hmm, and that that's such a important part of this show. Clearly it's being written to sort of highlight a family, And like, mm-hmm. that is what the show is. Yeah. All you have all this other stuff, which is cool. And it, you know, the mysteries and as far as what the spy stuff's getting deeper and deeper. But at the end of the day, this is a show about a family. And so far, yeah, I'm loving it.
Sold on it. It's a big change of pace for us. And out of all the slice of life shows we're watching, because right now it's really following kind of some slice of life tropes with it or lines of story. It's definitely one of the better ones. Shikamori finally had a decent episode for the first time since like the first one. And I'm like, well, where was this comedy all season long so far? But this has been doing a really good job with it. It's kind of like when you and I first discovered anime where the main characters are a couple, like in a relationship, or the relationship kicks off really, really early in the show. There's no like pining for no like, you know, long.
Will they, won't they?
Yeah, none of that. And we both really got into things like that. I now kind of want more like family comedy. I like how Brian pointed it, brought it up as like a 90s sitcoms. You could see this being like, I mentioned like escape rooms, like they didn't have those back then, but they'd often put, you know, the cast in some sort of wacky, over the top situation. I mean, hell, even sometimes they would do obstacle courses, haunted houses, anything kind of similar, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Just anyways, that would happen. So I like that. I love those shows. I kind of like, what did you think of, Brian, that made you like think of that? Did any shows come to mind?
Well, yeah. You know, whether it's Family Matters or Full House or any of those, like you said, you would always come up with some bizarro scenario where they're at the fair or whatever. And, you know, they're by the end of it, you know, there's conflict, and by the end of it, they're all, oh, we're a happy family.
Yeah.
We just sort of had that vibe because it came out of nowhere. Like I said, the episode sort of opened with a setup, and I was like, oh, okay, that's what it's going to be. And they're like, nope. We're going to do this thing. And then it just kept escalating and escalating to a point where it was comical. I mean, it got really comical, with going back and forth with the spies and you know, the little punchline at the end, the money stuff, like, it's good comedy writing as well. And I'm starting to appreciate that with this show. Like, yeah, it's a comedy, you know, woven in there.
Love it. We'll go ahead and take a quick word from our sponsors. I've already clicked twice on the damn thing on accident, switching people over. Sorry about that. Hopefully my brain can be a little bit better on the other side of it. But yeah, Grow Generation, take it away.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. Grow Generation is your one-stop shop for hydroponic grow supplies, product systems, and more. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
Turn around for the most part. It turned around. Hey guys, welcome back. Thanks for being here. Thanks for sponsoring the show. There you go. See, my brain. I'm telling you, it's bad. It's bad. Thanks to everyone that has been here with me from before the stutter and Deering. And anyways, wanted to kind of get into, sure, spoilers, I guess, the conflict at the front end, you know, like I mentioned, going to school. They set up, you know, the lead headmaster is like, you know, you they spun the whole mosquito thing. And I like that, you know, using mosquitoes kill a lot of humans, aspect. You think of all the bloodborne illnesses they carry, malaria being the biggest, if I'm not mistaken. I like that. Anya having made it just to the top of the waiting list, you know, saving what's his name, fat fuck's life. is what gave him points. Dude, the voice actor, I forget his name, but the voice actor tweeted out this week that he's played like all these bad characters and stuff, bad guys, and he was like, he's like, and this is like the one that's the worst. Like, I've never felt so bad as playing this character. He's like the most hated character in anime.
God.
like people, it's like, oh, Frieza, he had a bad, he's an emperor, you gotta crack some eggs to make that imperial omelet, make the little girl cry. No, fuck you. Frieza at least kills them. They don't know that they're suffering. You on the other hand, yeah, I like that. But yeah, Brian, I kind of thought we were gonna go down there as soon as like they're talking to him. I turned to Christine. I said, Yoder's gonna just like figure out who to kill.
that scene, if you really analyze it, where she's thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
is very disturbing.
Yeah,
you know, and they play it pretty straight until the very end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then they throw the little punchline. But that, you know, little things like that, like the first chunk of that, I was like, man, that's pretty dark.
Yeah.
Especially with Anya, just like right there, it's like your thoughts really aren't your own because she's listening.
And I like Anya seeing that and being a little concerned, and then being like, oh, okay, she's not gonna do it. Yeah, it's a fun little scene, but that's not where we go. We see the scruffy guy, as Anya calls him, the informant, come back and convinces Lloyd to throw this big shindig for Anya, and what she wants is to play an episode of her favorite spy show in real life. I love how the
damsel in distress,
and to be the who was very much Princess Peach. Which, yes. I dug. I thought that was cool. What'd you think, Brian? Princess Peach?
Yeah.
And so there's so much great comedy in here. One of the funniest parts, though, is when they're setting up at the castle, because the castle is designed for these types of parties and stuff like that. But when he calls for the agents, I just love... I love the agents showing up, boats and helicopters, fucking airborne, like they're parachuting in. It reminded me of like just old style cartoons, old Warner Brothers style cartoons, even, you know, Bugs Bunny and stuff. When you'd have like sports venues or sports episode, and the teams just keep coming out of the locker and stuff. Like, it was just really funny and like old fashioned. Cartoon comedy in my mind.
Yeah.
What were some of the things you found most funny leading up to the party and stuff, Christine?
Leading up to the party? I don't know.
I don't remember. I asked you about Yoder and her thing.
Oh, yeah. I had a little comment on that. But
see,
yeah,
the
biggest part was like at the party. Like, I really wanted to talk about that.
Then start talking about the party then.
It's like... Like, you've got Lloyd, who, it was so cute when it's like that moment where, you know, he's having to answer the questions, and if he loses, he has to put on the outfit. It's like, you're like, yeah, come on, you gotta lose. And then it's like, will he put it on? And then it's like,
of course.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, you're already starting to become a dad. It's like, yeah, I'll sacrifice my dignity for you. Loved that part. And then I loved the fight between Lloyd and Yoru at the end. So
that was intense. I like him running with the running and gunning with the Nerf guns, so all the bouncy ball
cute.
Guns. What's your some of your favorite stuff at the castle, Brian?
Right before when he picked up the phone, and then he quiet, you know, they're all anticipating, and then he gets the little party popper thing, and then he pulls it. The timing on that was great. Yeah, I love that. But everything at the castle was just fun. I like the spies are not really sure what's going on, but they know that it's important to Twilight, and there's some kind of mission aspect to this, so they're willing to play. And just how they want to be to impress Twilight, because he's the superstar, and Like when the one guy, oh, we get to see him act, you know, like just little things like super that had me cracking up. But I also love that her favorite thing about the spy is his gun has a silencer. I don't know why that's funny, but that's funny to me.
She's like, I must have one.
Yeah, I like that. What? So we've had tastes of action through several of the episodes, but like I said, I think this was some of the, except for that initial episode when she gets kidnapped, this was some of the most, you know, action we've had. The running and gunning was great. I love dual wielding the pistols and stuff like that. I like how he tricks them into looking over the edge. There's some, you know, expected modern CGI moments in there, but none of it was distracting. Kind of like, I don't know, man. I felt the animation for this castle adventure looked really clean, I guess, the best way to put it. What'd you think, Christine?
Yeah. And it was fun that we finally get some of that, because I know we haven't gotten too much before.
What are you thinking of the animation so far, Brian? And then maybe even take us into the big fight with Yoru at the end.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had to animate all those different spies, like you said. Just the sequence of them arriving is very impressive. But yeah, the fight, the Nerf type battle is great. That fight at the end, that's one of the best fights the show has done. That was a great fight, and I like the he started panicking, you know, he's like, holy shit. He's like, she can fight, I might lose. And
she's,
just him,
she's a little toasty as well.
She was sloshed,
which is what saved it. That, and we didn't even bring that up, that comedy through line from them at the table to her, you know, having a couple drinks, having a good time. And it's interesting also that he wasn't drinking, you know, but that goes into his spy stuff, you know, that would impair him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he's always thinking about the mission. So little things like that, you know, even though it was a fun and adventurous episode, they were still giving us little character moments and building all the way down to the person who was calling the shots and, you know, green lighting, sending the troops, getting the it paid for. Like, I want to see more of them. And I'm curious if we will.
You know, there's a lot. There's 20 episodes left, so who knows? We could see a lot. Well, at least 20 episodes for the first season. So, I don't know what else to say about it. I'm like Brian, where it's like I can easily see this going south very possible. You know, very easily. Like, you know, not that you'd see anyone die or anything like that, but I could see a period of like a few episodes where bad stuff happens, the families split up, and like they're setting us up for a very, very hard fall, and that's kind of scary. But at the and I would love to see, I love going on a good emotional roller coaster through anime, a good one, you know. But at the same time, if that didn't happen, and if we just maintained this kind of comedic slice of life interjected with these action moments, I could be equally as happy. What are you kind of feeling, Christine? You think we're gonna get our hearts?
I hope not,
because
I keep thinking about like Full Metal Alchemist, and it's like, it started off dark anyway, but then the episode with Nina and what happened with her, and you're just like, oh my god, that was too much.
Shao Tucker's no longer the most hated anime character.
Yeah, so it's like, if they do, you know, decide to take, because like a lot of anime, they do that where it's like it starts to get a little darker, more serious. If they do that, don't be cruel.
Everyone's trying to protect this pink haired.
Not that they
kid.
Would do that to her, but they would do something like on that level. Because I doubt that they would do that to Anya. But it's like, you know, still like don't do anything awful. So.
I don't know, Brian. What's your premonition senses, or what's your spider senses, or whatever, telling you, man?
we're dealing with a character who was in an orphanage. We know something tragic happened with her mom. We, you know, got the breakdown last episode. And we, you know, they didn't touch on it a whole lot in this episode, but, you know, she has abilities. She was part of some kind of experiment. It could go really dark, and depending on, you know, getting the background to what happened. Are there other kids like her? Like, there's a lot of questions. Yeah. So whether or not the show is just there and, you know, it's more of a lighthearted, fun show, or if they really want to dig into all that, I don't know. But it's set up, you know, if they want to go that in that direction.
Yeah, I don't think you could do 20 plus episodes of this. I don't think you can. Yeah, I don't. Technically you could, and it could turn out well. Well, I just don't. I don't think it could. It would take a very, very special group of people to make this type of what we've seen in these first five to work for, you know, 20 plus episodes and going into more if there is more. So yeah, I'm feeling we're gonna get like Christine. I think Full Metal's a good, not just the Western Europe aesthetic, but a good analog for the type of trajectory you can have. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Spy Family guys, we're gonna keep watching, and as long as production doesn't break, we shouldn't have too many breaks unless someone gets sunburned or someone gets sick again. Anything else you guys want to say about this episode before we wrap it up, Christine?
I'm wondering what's gonna happen with Lloyd and Yoru. Like, are they gonna, like, just to, like, let's see who can kick whose ass, you know? Because, like, I kind of want to know, because, I mean, she broke her shoe and then just passed out. Mm-hmm. So, but it was like...
Well, he wasn't trying to fight. He really wasn't trying to fight back either. So
it's like, I wonder.
Yeah.
Curious.
Because he said something to that effect, right, Brian? Like, he would have to defend himself or have to act or something.
I'm not. But also, we got to, you know, he's this great spy, but he's not an assassin. Yeah. Now, he's killed, but her whole, based on what we've been told, is to kill. And so she's probably
up close and personal,
very dangerous. And that's another backstory that's probably really tragic and horrible if they take time to go into it.
Yeah, they'll probably maybe go into a little bit of everybody. That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be really nice for you guys to follow us on social media. All those links down below. I think I've still got Toby needing a kidneys. He's in the description, and join our Discord. We're actually on there all the time. Everyone at LRM Online and the podcast here on the Genreverse Network. We hang out there, chat with you guys, chat with each other. Check out the website though. If you can't do the Discord thing, get all your entertainment news and needs from us. We cover everything horror, geeky things, dramas, indie, comic books, video games, anime, all of it right here on LRMonline.com. Celebrity interviews, you name it, it's here, guys. The LRM online YouTube channel, that's where all the mainline celebrity interviews go. And then, of course, we have the Genreverse YouTube channel, which, if you're watching us, hit that red subscribe button. And then there's great shows like Marvel Multiverse Mayhem. We just finished up Moon Knight and did Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness reviews. This upcoming week, we're doing like a state of the multiverse and just kind of taking a look at what happened leading up to including Multiverse of Madness and what payoffs, if any. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Kind of what the future of Marvel looks like in our minds. Star Wars show is called The Cantina. News and rumors and things will be reviewing Obi-Wan Kenobi when it starts. Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, the kind of potpourri show that cover everything. And I do trailer reactions. And all the podcasts, since I talk too long, are available wherever you get your podcast from. Brian does YouTube. Tell him about your channel, Brian.
Yeah, it's called Pulp Mythos on YouTube, and currently talking about shows like Barry and Big Sky.
There you go. I'm at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. If you guys want to chat with me on there, I have hot takes that really seem to piss people off. But they, you know, it's Twitter. What else did you expect, Christine? Anything you want to throw out social media?
I just find me Twitter, Adorable Doom.
All right,
Adorable Doom.
And Brian does the YouTube thing that he just told you about, and then other than that, he stays off the internet. No, I'm joking, but yeah, guys, thanks so much for watching, listening. Yeah. Oh, damn it, I didn't have it lined up. I quit. Bye, guys.
You can't quit.